Thank you for calling customer service. This is Erica. How can I help you today?
Erica, I got a charge for $91.95 because I canceled, and then they credit me $91.95, and now they debit me $91.95 again.
All right, sir. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'll be more than happy to take a look at your account. Can I please have your email address, or not your email address, but your zip code so I can pull the account up?
You want my email address? Is that what you said?
No, sir. Your shipping address. Not your shipping address. Your goodness, I'm sorry. Your zip code.
My
The
address,
Monday.
you mean?
Your just
A
your zip
zip
code.
code?
Yes, sir.
08203.
Thank you so much, sir. I do appreciate that. And can I have your first and last name, sir?
Joseph Tatey, Tete.
Thank you, Mr. Tatey. Let's see here. And Mr. Tatey, can you please verify your shipping address?
Yeah. 203 East Brigantine Avenue, apartment 209, Brigantine, New Jersey, 08203.
Thank you so much, sir. I do appreciate that. Let's see here. Excuse me. All right, so I do see that you were refunded the $91.95 and the $5.45. It looks like, hold on one second for me.
I called in and I didn't want no auto ship. I called in on time
Yes, sir,
because
I
they asked
do
me
see
calling. But
that. Let's see.
why are you charging me again? Somebody.
excuse me. The last charge I see, sir, it was on the 3rd, and do you see where the 3rd of February was the last charge? And it looks like you called in on the 3rd of February, and let's see, and it looks like on the 5th of February you were refunded $91.95.
Yeah, then there's another charge now of $91.95.
I'm not seeing another charge of $91.95, sir. I'm just seeing the refund.
Well, it's on my bank account. I'm looking at it right now.
And it came right after? It came before or after the refund, sir?
Let me get the date right now. Hold on. Looking right at it. Oh. 91.95, February 4th.
Okay, sir, and then you were refunded on the 5th for $91.95. Has anything came out since the 5th?
It doesn't say a credit for it. It usually
Okay,
comes
sir.
in green.
Yes, sir, and so sometimes it can take up to 3 to 5 business days for, those refunds to hit your bank, but it has been refunded for you, sir. And
Well,
let's see, it was.
it would still be on there. It would still be on my account.
Yes, sir, but it
The
was
refund.
refunded on the 5th. The 5th was a Friday. So it can, like I say, it can take up to 3 to 5 business days.
No,
So one, two, three.
you understand what I'm saying? I saw the refund. Okay?
Yes, sir.
They gave me a refund. And that was done. Now, today I look, and then I got the same charge on there again.
So
Because
you were
I don't know
charged
why.
today.
91.95.
Today is what I'm trying to. I'm just trying to clarify today.
No, it wasn't charged today, but it's a charge on there. See, usually all the refunds or whatever, like any kind of money I get debited, obviously, or credited, stay on there. And the credit ones are always green. Like I got
Okay.
another credit today from, from my work for like $800.
Okay.
It's all green. And this was green. Yours was green. It was black and then it was green. It was 91.95 and it was black and it was 91.95 green. Okay, that's supposed to cancel out. But now I there's another charge for 91.95 on February 4th. Because the
Okay,
others were the third.
Yes, sir. Let's see. And I understand that. And I'm just saying that. So you're saying that you're not seeing the refund that I'm seeing from the 5th. Is that correct?
I saw the refund once, right?
And then it was debited from your account. Okay.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I mean, I don't know. I got to call the bank and find out.
Hold on one second, sir.
Because it shouldn't be on there at all. It cancels each other out. Why do I have another charge?
That is what I'm trying to figure out, sir. Just bear with me. I'm sorry about all this.
$91.95. I can't believe that.
That's high. Oh, hey, I do understand, sir. And I am reaching out to see what I can do because I'm not seeing another charge of any sort. Did you dispute with your bank by chance, sir?
Do I what? I'm sorry.
Did you make a dispute with your bank?
I'm going to have to.
Oh, no. What I'm asking is before this, did you make a dispute with your bank? Before you called in and got the refund, did you make a dispute?
No. I canceled out. And I called too early. She said, well, you got to call this between the 26th and January and February. So I called it January 26th. I canceled the whole thing. I said, I don't want no auto pay.
Yes,
and
sir.
And it still charged me. And then I had to call back again.
Okay. Well,
it still charged me, right?
Yes,
that's what I'm worried about. You got to keep charging and charging.
Okay, no, hey, I understand. I just reached out to a manager and they said, you know, go ahead and reach out to your financial institution because we are showing that we refunded it and we're not showing any further charges. So I would reach out to your financial institution, sir.
Yeah, I gotta do that, I guess.
Yes, sir, I'm sorry about that.
But it came off my account.
Yes, sir, I do. I'm not saying that it didn't come off of your account. What I'm saying is I'm not seeing it on our end. And if I'm not seeing it on our end, sir, I don't have the fund. I can't give you the funds that I don't have. Like, I'm not saying it didn't come out, but I don't have – what I'm seeing is the last time you were charged.
Yeah, I got it.
It might be a glitch in, you know, the banking system, or I don't know what could be going on. But we didn't – I mean – I don't know what happened because I'm not seeing any charge, you know, on your account whatsoever, sir. And I'm sorry that you're having to go through all this.
Okay. But you're not seeing anything. Okay. But
no, sir. All I'm seeing is the refund on the 5th.
All right. I'll have to call the bank then.
Yes, sir. That is highly recommended.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer service and have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, goodbye.
Bye.